This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. 25 minutes of learning left to go today on this here show. And we're just delighted to have with us a visiting professor who hails from Canada. And because today is, after all, the Canadian national holiday.
Canada Day.
Canada Day it is. Mm-hmm. And Fred Jackson is with us filling in for Professor Ed Vitagliano, who's... What casino is that he's at?
Oh, don't even start those rumors. No,
I don't know where he is.
Hey, listen, let me brag on our visiting professor. He won't brag on himself. Fred was a hockey player, a for real hockey player, and he was actually in the Canadian military jet.
Really?
Flew jets.
Where were
small
you? When
jets.
Did you do that?
When did I do that?
Yes.
After university. Went into the Canadian Air Force.
Called the Royal Canadian Air Force?
Not anymore. No. We've kind of done away with the Queen. She comes and visits every now and then.
But they still call them the
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
They still call them that, though, right?
RCMP, yes. Hard to change that name.
Are they police? Are they army? Or what are they?
No, they're police force.
That's what I thought, police.
And they don't always wear the red tunic. But the only time you see in pictures, they got the red tunic on.
But they always get their man.
They always get their man. Very good, JJ. Very good.
Is that their motto?
That's their motto.
Yep.
But now, see, I think that's impressive. An aviator. You know, we got a jet pilot. We got a hockey player. High school, college, when did you play hockey?
Both. Yeah. Actually, high school, yes, but I played here in the United States.
Really?
My first year, went in the Boston area.
You're from Newfoundland.
No.
You're from Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, yeah.
You're from Nova Scotia, which is... Now, that's above Maine.
That is to the east of Maine.
Okay, when does winter end there?
2 weeks from
now. 2 weeks ago.
You do have about 6, 7, 8 months of winter, am I right?
Yeah,
what we in the U.S. would call winter, right?
Yeah, that's why I go back in August. No danger of snow.
Right.
Yeah.
We better get back to
phone. Well, we better repeat our questions, please, quickly.
Here we go. Which baseball great was nicknamed the Iron Horse? Second question, who was the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army? Third question, how many signers of the Declaration of Independence were there?
All right, I've got two questions left. Who was the first astronaut to visit space twice? Who was the first U.S. astronaut to visit space twice?
That's a whole lot of Tang.
Whole bunch. Whole bunch.
What were those bars they ate up there? Too. Remember those?
They were moon pies.
Moon pies.
That little RC.
Right there is, ladies and gentlemen, why J.J. Jasper has this job. He just comes off with those top of his head.
Powdered RC Cola and a moon pie, and they were good to go. The guy said, send me back. I want to go for the second time.
Yeah, that's why they start singing, I want to go home, too. Second question. Where was the fortune cookie invented? And no, it's not China. I'm looking for a state. Where was the fortune cookie invented?
All right. My questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. According to the American Kennel Club, what is the most popular dog breed in the USA? Most popular dog breed in America. What is it? Number two, and listen carefully to this question. I'm beginning to doubt it will be answered. Cascade, horsetail, plunge, and tiered are types of what? Are types of what exactly? And number three, why didn't George Washington sign the Declaration of Independence? It wasn't a bad attitude. It was a legitimate reason why he didn't.
I can't wait to hear the answer for that.
Didn't do that. All right, back to the phones, JJ.
Zachary from Quinlan, Texas. Zachary, which one of those do you feel confident about?
You mean like which one am I going to answer?
Yes, which one you want to tackle?
Why wasn't George Washington
Why didn't he sign?
George Washington sign the Declaration?
Yes, that's the question. Why didn't he?
Because he wasn't a representative.
That's right. He wasn't. Right. He wasn't representative. Well, what happened was just a more detailed answer. When the Second Continental Congress convened in May 10th, 1775, George Washington was a voting delegate from Virginia. But on the 36th day after convening June 5th, 1775, the Congress elected Washington as commander in chief of the Continental Army. So he had to go. He was leader of the army. He was away, you know, doing that. He couldn't be in Philadelphia for the, you know, with the other guys that he knew well, many of them, and he would have been otherwise, but he was. They said, we need you to use your skills to lead the army here. So that's what he was doing. He was off leading the army, Continental Army.
He was busy.
Yeah, exactly. Good answer. Way to go.
Hey, Zachary, you have a question for us?
That'd be a yes or no.
That's okay.
Yes or no.
No.
Okay, all right, okay, Zachary.
Have,
hey.
Have a great 4th of July weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Zachary. Appreciate you calling. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Let's try that one more time. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Thank you. Much improvement made there by our visiting professor from Canada. All right, let's go back to the phones.
Bruce from Crossett, Arkansas. Hello, Bruce.
How y'all doing?
We're good, Bruce. We are blessed.
Don't bring me down.
Hey, Bruce, brisket,
he got it.
Brats, hamburgers, hot dogs. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Hot dogs.
Well, you have.
You got to go north of the Mason-Dixon line to get the bratwurst out, or what? Is that when that?
I think that's farther north. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both, buddy?
I'm going to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
One about the leader of the Continental Army.
Yes, sir. Who is the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army?
I knew that one, but Kim gave away a while ago. But it's George Washington.
I know. I heard him give an answer to my question. I thought maybe nobody will hear
maybe
that.
They'll be too dumb to get it.
No. I just thought maybe it'll go over some folks' heads. I'm glad you were paying attention, Bruce. Yeah, George Washington was the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army. Hey, what's your question for us?
This kind of tricky question.
Well, bring it.
If you had to, but you didn't want to, what would you do?
Vote for a Democrat.
Not in this life, but anyway, what's your?
Wait, say the thing again. That just slipped out.
That was a gut reaction from JJ Jasper here.
Deep.
This is not supposed to be a political show.
No, it's not. When you're not on your medication, you just miss one day, and those kinds of things happen. Yeah. Hey, Bruce. Seriously, what? Say that again, because we're going to get this.
Okay. If you had to, but you didn't want to, what would you do?
If you had to and you did, but you didn't want to, what would you do? This is a tough one. It's a riddle, sort of. You had to and you didn't want to.
I was going to say punt.
Punt? We don't know. What's the answer?
Give one away.
Yeah, go ahead and give it away. Go
two,
give us the answer.
T-W-O. That was very good, Bruce. That was a little bit of punishment.
Hold on just a minute. That went right by me.
If you had two, but didn't want.
You had two and you didn't want to.
But you didn't want to. T-W-O and not T-O. If you had two.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to. You just give one away. A little bit of punishment from Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Wow.
Nicely done, buddy.
Yeah. That's one of those 50% of us will never get, though.
That's right.
Probably never understand.
Bruce, let me leave you with this.
You know, there are even deeper mysteries in life, really.
Well, and here's one I'm going to leave Bruce with. Corduroy pillows are making headlines. You think about that over the weekend.
Corduroy pillows are making headlines.
They're making headlines.
They're making headlines all over.
I get that one. I got that one within, what, 10 seconds?
The red light came on right away.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thanks, Trivia Bruce. Friday.
Hey, I got a question for you fellas. If a man speaks in the forest with no women to hear him, is he still wrong?
Oh.
I used to think about that. I'm not. We don't need to answer that publicly. We just need to dwell on that and think about that.
We better go to Curtis from Memphis, Memphis, Texas.
It's your custom to saying, I'm sorry.
Curtis. Yeah,
you're right, dear.
Curtis, I see here that this says Memphis, Texas, but I'm thinking it might be a typo. You may be from Memphis, Tennessee. Curtis, are you there?
Right. You're in Ray, and I think you're
okay. Hey, Ray from Waco, Texas.
This is he.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ray, welcome. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to take a shot and maybe just answer.
Okay, which one you want to try, Ray?
The Cascade question.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
At least we got a guess here, an answer. Let me pull that question up real quickly here because I got my stack of stuff here. All right, here's the question. Cascade, horsetail, plunge, and tiered are types of what?
Well, my guess would be they are types of waterfalls.
Waterfalls.
Wow.
Waterfalls. Absolutely.
Nicely done, Ray.
Do you have those kinds near you? Or
no.
You, okay.
What brought my attention was the first word, cascade.
Yes.
In Spanish, it's cascada, which means waterfall.
Yes, that's good. Good connection. And I don't know. I've heard of... plunge is a type of waterfall. Tiered, I've heard that before. Horsetail, I never heard of a horsetail.
Yeah, what's a horsetail?
Horsetail waterfall.
I would think it's a type of waterfall that just comes straight out and falls down and kind of
like
a horsetail. Make it like a horsetail. Maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are beautiful, aren't they? When you see those.
Now I thought you know, because I threw out all kinds of guesses. Then my last guess, I thought it's going to be Kentucky Derby horses. Choo choo on the rail, tomato trying to catch up, cascade
plunge.
Coming down the back stretch, horsetail on the inside turn,
bubblegum sticking to the rear.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for solving that mystery, Ray. Do you have a question for us?
Well, I sort of do. I know we're all, you know, looking forward to that goal of spending an eternity with our Lord and Savior and with God. So my question to y'all is, when we get to heaven, who will wear the biggest crown?
When we all get to heaven, what a day. That's a great song, isn't it?
We will cast our crowns.
You want to stay around after the show, I'll do a concert and sing a few hymns for you.
We'll cast our crowns at his feet. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I would think, would have the biggest crown.
Mm-hmm.
That's your answer?
That's what I'm thinking, Ray. Yeah.
This is a riddle. This a riddle?
Sort of.
What's the answer?
Oh, the one with the biggest head.
Oh, my goodness. Ray, you are just
so
right
you gotta have the
student for
well,
this
if you
show,
got the big head, you're probably not going to get any. Or a little small anyway.
Maybe not.
So if you got the big
head. You're just going to get a participation award.
Yeah. A trophy? Participation?
Hey, Ray, we love Waco. Man, you were there with Gary and Diane Haven, former owners of Curves. You got Baylor. Dr. Pepper was invented there. The HTV show with Chip and Joanna Gaines, those Magnolia folks, they're our favorites. And so you got a great area. Have a great 4th of July, and thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you all. Y'all do the same.
All right. Take care, man.
Curtis.
That Fix Your Upper show?
Fix Your Upper.
Yeah.
That's our
family favorite.
Oh, my goodness. They're
good folks.
Yeah. They love the Lord. Chip's hilarious. Joanne, just so sweet.
That is a great show. I
hope to meet them one day. She actually has a new book coming out this fall, And I would recommend it. Yeah, if you're ever near Waco,
you haven't even read it yet, though.
No, but it's going to be good because just their story is very, very inspiring. Both of them went to Baylor. They've put the Lord first, and then when they got on TV, their ministry slash business just exploded.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we enjoy watching that ourselves.
Hey, Curtis from Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Curtis. All right, let's move up to Oklahoma. Slaughterville, Oklahoma. Monroe's on the line. Hello, Monroe.
Howdy.
Hey, Monroe, how you doing today, brother?
Doing really good. Enjoy listening to you guys.
Hey, thank you. Where's your town? Where's Slaughterville?
It is just south of Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay, I know where
it was named. It's got an interesting story behind it. I don't know all the dates and everything, but I know it was during the Great Depression. There was a man with the last name Slaughterville who actually supported many people during that time. People were starving, and so they named the town after him. So,
okay.
What an inspiring story! Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, Monroe.
I'll take the question. Yes, sir.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Yes, sir. Do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the fortune cookie.
Sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead and ask.
Where was the fortune cookie invented?
I believe it was San Francisco.
California was the state, but San Francisco is exactly right.
Okay. How'd you know that?
Yes. Oh, I looked it up. Sorry.
Monroe, like I used to tell you in school, if you look it up, it's okay. You learn something.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good for you.
Now, we'd have thought more of you had you just known it off the top of your head. You know, that would have shown more just innate smarts. But, hey, you know, if you got to look it up, that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Way to go, Monroe. What's your question for us?
Who did King George, during the time of the colonial times, during the signing of the Declaration of Independence, who did, after the war was over, the Revolutionary War, who did King George say was the greatest man on earth?
King George, man, he you talk about royally messing something up, pun intended. He had a good thing going right there with the colonies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then he just got greedy and overbearing. Some people say he was off his rocker. And by that, I mean mentally. Whacked out.
And why did he say this about that man?
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Why do I want to say George Washington? That would be the antithesis of what you would think. I don't know. What's the answer?
George Washington. You're right.
I'm right. Well, why did he say that?
He said that because George Washington was offered the kingship of America. And he turned it down.
Yes.
And he said, "There's nobody else that would do that. Nobody else would have passed up on being king of America."
Yeah, a lot of Americans don't know that story. You're right. At the time, you got to think back. The colonists, you know, subjects of Britain, all they had ever known was kings and governors, people who were dictators, basically. And so a lot of Americans wanted a savior, and they viewed George Washington as a person they would like to be king. And he said, he rejected that. He said, "Nothing pains me more than to think people think I would want to be king." She said, "I'm fighting. What do you think we're fighting? We're fighting against kings, not to raise them up." So that's the story there.
Hey, if I can continue down this trail, I was reading this morning about the 56 signers of the Declaration. Thomas Nelson Jr., his home, the enemy, they set that up as their headquarters, and he quietly said to George Washington, "Fire on my home." And he lost everything.
That's in Yorktown, Virginia.
And was bankrupt. Then another signer, his wife got put in prison. She died 2 months later. It said another one. His wife was dying. His 13 kids scattered.
No, they really pledged their lives, their
loyalty, and their sacred honor. Well, he said his wife was dying. His 13 children scattered. He said he lived in caves and in the fields for over a year. And when he went back home after a year, he saw that his wife had indeed died. He couldn't find his children, and it said 2 weeks later, he died of a broken heart and exhaustion. And that's the price that was paid for us to be able to vote and go to church and do all the things that we often
have
take
a free
for,
land,
for granted.
Free country.
Yeah, we're free, but we need to continue to fight to stay free. Hmm. Hey, I'll get off the soapbox. Yes, Monroe, what's your comment?
I just had one thing. Yeah, I just had one comment before I let you go. Tim, you were talking about you don't go to movies anymore. Something that me and my wife have found that have helped us is something called VidAngel, and you can get it on the Roku. Basically, it's a service that cuts out all filthy language and any other content that you want from an otherwise decent movie. So
okay, what's the name of it?
V is in Victor, ID, VidAngel. And,
okay.
You guys really ought to check that out. I mean, it'll cut all the language out. It's just really neat.
Good. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for that info. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We call this
Learning University.
Eh?
And we have visiting professor Fred Jackson who hails from Canada, lives among us Americans.
I have.
For how many years you've been living in the U.S.?
Over 19 years now.
19 years. That's right. You moved here to go to work for us from
Vancouver.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
Quickly, Fred, worst winter. I want to hear the story of you walking
in Mississippi?
In 3 feet. No, in Canada. I want to hear about walking to school 5 miles each way, and both ways was uphill, and it was 2 feet deep. Tell me about how deep and how cold it's been in your lifetime.
How cold?
Yes.
Coldest spot I ever lived in Canada was in Moncton, New Brunswick, right next door to Nova Scotia. We had 3 weeks. It was minus 50.
Wow.
Are you talking about straight up?
Straight up.
Not wind chill.
I would go out in the morning to my car, and I'd have to start it a half hour early in order to warm it up. It was the seats in the car were so hard that my head would hit the roof of the car when I sat in it because there was no give. It was all cold. And then I'd be driving down the road. I'd finally get the car going, driving down the road to work. And where the car had been sitting on the ground all night, it stayed flat on that side of the rubber tire. So I'd be driving down the road and I'd hit that flat spot all the way down. It was that cold.
I knew you'd have some of those kinds of stories.
That's cold.
Hey,
I don't know. At some point, life's not worth living. You know what I'm saying? You got to factor all that in.
And one thing was in my mind, driving down the road with that flat tire every few seconds.
Yeah.
I got to move to Miami.
Right.
Oh, my.
I'd rather be homeless in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Than living like this.
Hey, write that down. You just got a country
song
hit.
Right there.
Yes, I'd rather be homeless in Florida than
living like this.
Donna.
That's next up.
The Cascades and the Horse Tales. Could you record that tomorrow and have a hit? Donna.
We got 1 minute.
Willis, Texas. Quickly, ask, answer, or do both. Well, she's gone.
She's gone. Well,
so we can just give our answers.
We need to give our answers, yes. Fred, what you got over there?
I only have one left. Right, Who was the first astronaut to visit space twice? And that would be U.S. astronaut. The answer is?
John Glenn. Glenn.
Nope. Gus Grissom.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, which baseball great was nicknamed the Iron Horse?
Baseball great, the Iron Horse? I don't know who.
Lou Gehrig.
Oh, okay.
And then how many signers of the Declaration of Independence?
56.
56.
Nicely done.
According to the American Kennel Club, what is the most popular dog breed in the U.S.?
Lab Retriever.
Labrador Retriever.
Yeah.
Which, is appropriately, we're ending on a Canadian note there.
There you go.
Really?
Labrador.
Yeah, because that's where they hail from.
Really?
That's where they come from.
Best dogs on the planet.
And they're really good in cold climates.
The labs. Labrador Retrievers. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Celebrate our country's freedom. Be sure to go to church and to pray for our nation. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
All right.